and gentlemen, for his first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. God knows it. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the rebel, the Joshua cried, cause the battle I'm in my hand. I got no hand. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spear was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. He had bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Oh, blow the ram, the Joshua crack, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows him, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. And up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the ram, the Joshua crack, cause the battle I'm in my hand. Then the lamb, ram, sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Old Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The God knows him, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down, down.
Oh, that's good stuff, isn't it, baby?
It's wonderful.
And there is so much more of that coming today here on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
It is Gospel Music Day here on Blue Suede Connection.
Woo-hoo,
today.
Very special.
We are going to feature the three 33-inch full-length gospel albums that Elvis made.
All right.
And, of course, he recorded gospel songs throughout his career. Mm-hmm. And he did a little short album in the early days, Peace in the Valley.
Right.
That was a mini album. But we're going to feature the three big ones today. And, of course, that is His Hand in Mine from 1960, How Great Thou Art from 1967, and, of course, He Touched Me from 1972.
Oh, that's one of my favorites there.
Also today on the show, you're going to hear from members of all of his backup bands, from the Jordanaires, the Imperials, the Stamps, and the Inspirations. You're going to hear from other big names in the world of gospel music and that world in itself alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you're going to hear from Elvis himself is here on Blue Suede Connection
today. Oh, wow, cool.
You are going to share an interesting story about Elvis's jeweler, and he's going to share stories with us, right?
Right, Lowell Hayes.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got a little connection to that here. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of good stuff today, lots of great, great music, which is what it's all about here every week on Blue Suede Connection. So we're going to kick things off. What you just heard was from the His Hand in Mine album from 1960. That was Joshua Fit the Battle. So the first set of music today is from that album, and here once again is the man himself. Let's get rolling, baby.
I'm a true believer of God. I believe that all good things come from God.
Ooh, me how I know my Lord is real.
My Lord is real.
You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel.
The way I feel.
But I know he's real. Can feel his hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand.
He holds my hand.
He will guide each step I take. And if I fall, I know he'll understand. Till the day he tells me why he loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine, that's all I need. Step I take, and if I fall, I know he'll understand. Till the day he tells me why he loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine, that's all.
That's when we walk, oh, that milky way. I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone that's only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because he cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He said,
you know, it's funny, Elvis went into the army, the hillbilly cat, the rock and roll king, that wild sex symbol.
I know, right?
And he comes out of the army, and one of the first big projects he wants to do is put together a gospel album.
Exactly.
What's that say about this very bad young man that you hear so much about?
I don't think people knew how to take him. They didn't understand, you know, his many, many sides of Elvis.
He just served the country and put, you know, himself out there for the world to see him doing his duty. And they still were getting a little rough on him, but when he got out, when he did this, and he did the gospel album, like I said, I think people started to say, hey, maybe he's not so bad after all.
Right.
And that's when Sinatra, of course, had him on and everything else, so
mm-hmm.
you never know. All right, for His Hand to Mine, here's a little scoop on this album. It was released on November 23rd, 1960.
Ah.
Sessions took place on October 30th and 31st. You got all these gospel songs out in just a short period of time. And they were all done in RCA Studio B there in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The album peaked at number 13 on the top pop albums chart. It was certified gold on April 9th, 1969, went platinum on March 27th, 1992.
Oh, beautiful.
So there's the scoop. Now, the Jordanaires played a very, very big and pivotal part in Elvis's musical career.
Mm-hmm.
They really stand out on the gospel songs quite a bit, you know.
Right, yeah.
Elvis.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be tried more often than they are.
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow
is all I may be.
Is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky. Sparrow am I.
On me he will still keep an eye.
Keep an eye. Yes, I'm singing his praise till the end of my days. I believe in the man in the sky.
There are people that like you. There are people that don't like you, regardless of what field you're in, regardless of what you do. There are going to be people that don't like you. I mean, even if you're perfect, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that I'm perfect, because no man is perfect. But there was only one perfect man, and that was Jesus Christ, and people didn't like him. You know, they killed him, and he couldn't understand why. I mean, if everybody liked the same thing, we'd all be driving the same car and married to the same woman, and that wouldn't work out, you know.
Don't you swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride. Swing swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home on the other side.
Don't you swing down, sweet cherry, stop and
let me ride. Swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Why don't you swing
down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride. Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went a bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, cherry, stop and let me ride.
Gospel music here on Blue Suede Connection today, and we
good
know everybody
stuff
at home is, because we get requests to do gospel music shows, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We don't do it as often as we get requests for it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but
well,
there's so much music to cover.
And so many listeners to please, so we try to make everybody happy.
Exactly.
Now, coming up after the break, you're going to make us happy because you're going to share a little more information about Elvis and the world of his gospel music, right?
Yeah, his achievements. We're going to talk about his achievements.
We're looking forward to that, and he had a couple good ones, didn't he?
He sure did. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh, yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh, yeah, to get my reward. Well, I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, getting my reward. I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain, banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven,
Yeah, we're covering the great gospel music of Elvis here today on Blue Suede Connection. He did three full-length gospel albums, His Hand and Mine, which we're listening to now from 1960. And coming up in just a bit, we're going to 1967 with How Great Thou Art.
Right.
And the last part of the show today, we're going to go to 1972 with He Touched Me.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
There you go.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know. It's so hard to rate it.
That was going to be a question I was going to ask you today of the three gospel albums, which was your favorite?
I think, you know, I just say the 72 album because that's the one I remember the most when I was younger.
Each one has its own distinctive sound.
They really do. They're totally different.
Yeah, all three. All right, with that being said, share a little information with us. Give us some insight into Elvis and the world of gospel music.
All righty. So he was nominated 14 times for a Grammy. Out of those 14 times, he won three.
Of course.
He won for either a best inspirational performance or best sacred performance.
Right.
Inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2001.
Took a long time, huh?
I know, right? Yeah, poor guy. He didn't get to see it. But his very first Grammy was for How Great Thou Art album for 1967. His second Grammy was for He Touched Me for 1972. Mm-hmm. And the third Grammy was for a live performance of How Great Thou Art. He won in 75. The live performance, however, came from Recorded Live in Memphis from the 1974 tour. So. Yeah, so, you know, nowadays it just seems like he should have had way more than three because some artists have so many now.
He should have.
Was it harder to get them back then, do you think?
Very much. You had to work for it back then.
Did you?
Absolutely.
Not only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him. In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees, I ask the question, why a lonely, heavy cross I must bear. Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength for
the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him.
Only to him. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were true, he would have told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's preparing me a mansion that I know. Jesus died on the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know that soon there'll come a bright tomorrow when the world will all be free from sin and strife.
Do not shun the Savior's love from up in glory, or you won't be there to sing the gospel story.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If you're true, then to this land you'll surely go.
I'm gonna walk, walk in golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye, 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 bye. But now I see those pearly gates. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by, I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, well, walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. Well, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die.
You know, the funny thing is, RCA did not want Elvis to record this gospel album.
Oh, no.
But after it went to number 13, it was a top 20 album on the albums chart for the year. I guess they thought, well, maybe we were
maybe
wrong.
Maybe we're
going
to change our mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, down the road, maybe we'll just let him do another one of these gospel albums. Which brings us now to 1967 for How Great Thou Art. I think How Great Thou Art is his biggest gospel album, I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that. I'll have to look up in my research.
Ah.
But I believe it is his biggest album. Of course, it's very well popular with among fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, the song itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which he did in concert all the way to the end.
So we're going to jump now to 1967 with How Great Thou Art, that album. But before we do that, we're going to hear from Brock Spears. Now, the Spear family is royalty in the world of gospel music.
Uh-huh.
And Brock is the lead man, so let's hear what he has to say and get into How Great Thou Art.
Ooh, nice.
Elvis was a gospel music lover. He loved the gospel music, and he liked to sing. He was just a kind of a pretty good old boy, was a friend of ours, and between takes, he'd say, let's get over to the piano and do I'm Bound for the Kingdom, or Heaven Will Surely Be Worth It All, or some gospel song.
To an Assembly of God church, which is a holiness church. I was raised up in a little Assembly of God church, and some character called them holy rollers, and that's where that got started. I always attended a church where people sang, stood up and sang in the choir and worshiped God, you know. And I have never used the expression holy roller.
Do you still attend church?
Every opportunity I get, I don't have as much opportunity as I used to because I'm on the road most.
God will lead us to the blessed promised land. He will guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Well, children,
by and by,
we'll tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
temptation's hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
We'll be right back after this quick message for more Blue Sway Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if He sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, do you have a favorite Elvis memory? Do you enjoy Blue Suede Connection just like Nancy and I? Call Blue Suede Connection and tell Dan and TL all about it.
Call us at 540-227-0514.
Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the rivers flow to the sea? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who made the flowers to bloom in the spring? Who
someone for the robins to sing. And here hung the moon in the starry sky. Somebody bigger than you and I. He likes to wait when the road is long. He keeps you company. And with his love to guide you, he walks beside you.
One of those big songs off the How Great Thou Art album.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Somebody Bigger Than You and I. How Great Thou Art, TL. The album was released on February of 1967.
Mm-hmm.
The album earned Elvis a Grammy for Best Sacred Performance,
right,
while it also became a Billboard Top 20 hit. The album was certified gold in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010, the album was certified multi-platinum.
Ooh.
Now, back when this album came out, the critics were still pretty hard on Elvis in the movie soundtracks. Yeah, he was getting a lot of grief. But on this one, the News Journal said Presley at his versatile best.
Oh, nice.
Cashbox Magazine said he sang the tunes in a meaningful, sincere manner.
Yeah, of course.
The Journal and Carrier said the album was well sung. Good job, Mr. Presley.
Oh, nice.
So now the media and the press likes him again because he's singing gospel
songs. It's a love-hate relationship.
Here's more from Gordon Stoker on probably one of Elvis's, probably his second most popular or well-known gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the whisper on where we go.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched and I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter. And you'll surely find the way.
And you'll
Snow White.
Snow White,
so low.
So low,
it got a mighty
it must come in at the door.
It is high.
So high,
it is wide.
There really is a difference. You know, we talked about that a little while ago from all three of these albums, but I don't know if he progressed or what you want to call it, but it's just a different feel from the His Hand in Mine album to this one.
Right.
And it was a 7-year period in between.
Yeah.
I think vocally he got even better.
Yeah, the voice is different.
It's richer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he hit great notes on the first album, His Hand in Mine, but he hits them in this one as well. But there's a more richness to his voice, I guess, is what I'm hearing. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. There's more depth to it. As Elvis got older, I mean, obviously from the 50s to the 60s,
right,
coming out of the army was completely different. But even as he continued to mature, his voice changed.
Right.
Yeah. It went deeper. He lost some of that really high falsetto.
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't quite do that anymore, but I don't know, that baritone and that tenor that he could do was,
yeah,
I think, way better anyway. So
great voice through his entire life.
Oh, yeah.
And again,
different for every era.
And next hour, when we get into the 70s album, you're going to hear a different voice there.
Mm-hmm.
The same voice, but yet a different voice, if that makes sense. For those of you who love Elvis like we do, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Right, right.
Well, you know who loved Elvis was Ray Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1960, he was just working his first sessions with Elvis.
Right.
So some of those gospel sessions were the first ones he ever worked with Elvis, according to this Hand in Mine.
Right.
But let's listen to what Ray has to say. Ray is once again from the Jordanaires, and he's the deep bass singer.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't understand why he's so successful today. It's because he sang honesty on his records, and they'll always communicate. You just listen to his music, and there it is, you know. But his religious things were really deep.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone and I cried, face from me. Like a king, I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call. Worse than being alone.
It's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's going to cook.
Go tell that long tongue liar.
Oh, well, well.
Go tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell
well.
The gambler, the rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's going to cut them down.
Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Oh, well,
go
well.
Tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell the gambler, the rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty. Your hand working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Tell that midnight rider,
well,
tell the gambler, the rambler, backbiter.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a day with a neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave a little woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you'll think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut.
Go tell
tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
That's one of my favorite songs from the How Great Thou Art
oh,
album.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love that one.
How can you not love Run On?
I know, right?
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Today we are covering the three big gospel albums that Elvis recorded.
Yeah.
Of course, we kicked it off with His Hand in Mind. Now we're into How Great Thou Art. And just a couple songs from now, we're going to be into He Touched Me from 1972.
That's beautiful.
Also coming up this hour, you're going to take us to Graceland and share some of their information on Elvis and gospel music.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And you've got a cool story from Lyle Hayes, or Lowell. How do you say his name?
Lowell Hayes.
Lowell Hayes.
I believe so.
Lyle Lowell Potato Patata.
L-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Anyway, we're going to hear from Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Via TL here in the second hour. And, of course, you're going to hear from some of the folks that sang with Elvis, like some people from the Stamps and the Sweet Inspirations and other folks from the gospel world. They're all going to be here on Blue Suede Connection today. So, like I said, we're still doing How Great Thou Art. We have two more songs left that we didn't get from that album.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear them, and then we'll talk about He Touched Me. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me,
stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me,
stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me,
stand by me.
Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me, enslaved.
burden with Jesus. Thank God I'm saved. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Do you know him? You dare. Please don't turn him.
Heard his two albums from the 60s, of course, His Hand in Mine, and we just finished that with How Great Thou Art. Those were the last two songs from that one.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, so love now that. We are going to go to 1972 with He Touched Me. This album was released in April of 1972. It earned Elvis his second Grammy Award.
Wow.
It certified gold on March 27th, 1992, platinum on July 15th, 1999, and of course, just like the others, it was recorded there in Studio B in Nashville, Tennessee. And here is the title cut.
All different types of music when I was a child. Of course, the Grand Ole Opry was the first thing I ever heard, probably. But I liked blues and I liked the gospel music, gospel quartets.
Open my eyes that I may see.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I get astray. Lord, just open my eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? If you take your hand from me, I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
Elvis was an avid listener of music. He loved, he had everybody's record. He had Harmonizing Four, the Golden Gate Quartet. He had all those old black gospel records. He listened to those things for hours and hours, and that greatly influenced his gospel singing for sure, and I'm sure his rock music too.
Traditional sound there. I hear a little soulful sound right there.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I hear it all coming out there in that version of Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
We hope everybody's enjoying Blue Suede Connection today. If you're a gospel music lover, we know you are.
I know, and we so rarely do gospel-themed shows, so this is very special today.
Yeah, and once again, we hope you're digging it like we are, because we're in here singing and swaying along with everything he says and sings.
Yeah.
All right, you know, and coming up in a few moments after the break, you're going to take us to Graceland and share some of their thoughts and their feelings about Elvis and his contribution to gospel music, right?
Yeah, some things Graceland had to say, something maybe you didn't know.
All right, baby, what show are they going to hear all that on?
Blue Suede Connection. The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne, available wherever books are sold.
But I liked all type of music. You know, when I was in high school, I had records about Mario Lanza and the Metropolitan Opera. I loved music. I liked the Mexican flavored. But this thing here, the gospel thing, is really what we grew up with.
Stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man to gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up, but I saw him crying like a little whippet because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the world it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, just think of love. He can lift you up, he can put you down, take your world and turn it around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Contemporary gospel, as they call it, was. But yeah, this was around that time, and
it was starting. I mean, it was starting to kick off there at the end of Elvis's life. He didn't get to see its full, birth, I guess you could say.
But this was kind of the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got some songs there. That show how it's transitioning.
He's backed by the Imperials, and they went on to become very popular contemporary musicians. gospel artist.
Right, right. Yeah.
There you go. Well, anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. But anyway, as I was saying, you're going to say what Graceland has to say about Elvis and gospel music.
Yeah, so Graceland said this. He took the world to church. I think that is the most profound thing I have ever heard.
Well, he really
stated.
Did. Yeah, he yeah, did.
Because the way Elvis not only did it in the studio on albums, but he took it to the stage. And basically, you didn't have a choice. You were going to hear it whether you wanted to hear it or not.
And he had gospel albums hitting on the Billboard pop and rock charts.
Right, right. They also said that he preferred traditional sacred music. And that goes back to Tupelo and his time as a small child there. But as you just said, he was starting to do more contemporary Christian music, which I think would have fascinated him as it grew on. But his, they also said his personal record collection had over 100 vinyl gospel records with bands like the Blackwood Brothers, the Stamps, Mahalia Jackson, and the Statesman Quartet. And did you know that Lisa Marie loved to hear her dad sing How Great Thou Art? It was one of her favorite. I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's great.
Well, speaking of contemporary, here's contemporary Elvis with I've Got Confidence.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. I'm tossed from side to side like a ship on a raging tide. I don't worry and I don't fret. God will never fail me yet. Trouble's coming from time to time, but that's all right. I'm not the worrying kind, because I got confidence. God is going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me. I got confidence. God is going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me. Job was sick all so long, till the flesh filled his bones. His wife, his cattle, and children, everything that he had was gone. But Job had healed despair. He knew that God still cared. Sleepless days and sleepless nights. Job said, honey, that's all right, because I got confidence. God is going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me. I got confidence. God is going to see me through. Some folks wonder how I smile, even though I'm going through trial. How can I have a song? Everything is going wrong. I don't worry, I don't fret. God will never fail me yet. Trouble coming from time to time. That's all right, I'm not the worrying guy. Well, Elijah, he saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way up in the middle of the air. Elijah, he saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way in the middle of the air. Got to mighty move, Elijah, he saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way up in the middle of the air. Elijah, he saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way.
Scared,
he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go, called up the gun.
grass were cutting like a two-edged sword. And he heard a voice. He said, John, you take a look and read what you see. And you write it in a book. He saw
12 angels in the east.
You know, this is a full-blown, all-out gospel music show right here today.
Oh, this is awesome, yeah.
You know, you mentioned we don't always get to do a full gospel show, but we always do try to throw gospel songs
in any
show.
Oh, sure. We play it all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Just not the whole show,
exactly.
Usually.
But if there's a favorite gospel song you have, or any song for that particular matter, you're welcome to give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll put you on the air, and we'll play your song for you.
Absolutely. Phone number is 540-227-0514.
All right. Now, you know, we played this before, but I really like it because it's Pastor Hagee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. It's kind of funny at the same time. And he speaks a little truth here. So check this out. We'll get more into the Elvis gospel music. And right now we are doing the He Touched Me album from 1972.
I had a personal visit with Elvis Presley following his concert here in San Antonio years ago. Elvis had a deep sensitivity toward the Lord. He sold 600 million records, and that's a bunch. He received 3 Grammys, 1 for his life's work, and 2 for his religious recordings. Those 2 songs were How Great Thou Art and He Touched Me. He had a tender heart toward the Lord, and he sang about heaven with a real passion that touched the lives of people, even through a record. I know some of you are going to start writing me a nasty letter for saying good things about Elvis Presley. Please. When you get to be perfect, then send me a letter.
If I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to Thee. Forgive my secret sins I do see. Everything he made you. There'd be no birds, no planes to sail in the blue without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God and he gave it all to man. Yes, I know it's mighty good and true. There is no God but God, and he knows everything you do. So just you call on him, and he will share his love with you. There is no God but God. I know this is true. A God made everything. He made me, he made you.
He made me, he made you.
There'd be no birds, no planes,
no plane
to sail,
in the blue,
without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land, and he gave it all to man. This I know is mighty good and true. There is no God but God, and he knows everything you do. Just you call on him, and he will share his love with you. Just you call on him, and he'll share his love with you.
Quoted as saying, as gospel music is one of the purest things on earth.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's a big statement there.
And he sang it like he meant it too, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
We hope you're loving a good time today, everybody. We sure are. This is really fun music. It's fun music. It's inspirational music.
But it is. I feel so inspired. I'm so laid back right now.
Me too. And we're living in a world where there's so much stress going on these days and everything. And this is really, it's good medicine, I guess you could call it.
It is. I hope it is for everyone else today too.
And you're going to share some more good medicine with us in a little bit. I think you're going to talk about Lao or Lao. I don't know how you say it. Once again, tell me again.
I think it's Lao.
Lao. Yeah, it's funny because it got another name coming up. I'm not sure how you say it because in a little bit you're going to hear from one of the Imperials. Sherman is A-N-D-R-U-S. Is it Andrus or Andrus? But it's Sherman. These names.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I just work here.
Just
what
call
can
him
I say?
Joe.
Yeah. Joe Andreas Sherman's coming up and all kind of stuff. And T.L.'s going to talk about Elvis's jewelry and Mr. Hayes.
Yeah.
That's all happening right here, right now on Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Of darkness without sunshine or sight to lead the way. Then a whisper of his voice softly called to the arms of my Maker to stay.
So gorgeous.
All right, it is your turn, TL. Let's talk a little bit about jewelry. Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about something that you purchased for me not so long ago. We'll talk about that.
So, Mr. Hayes, we're just going to call him Mr. Hayes,
yes,
since neither one of us can seem to say his first name correctly. He is famously known as Elvis's personal jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
And often he traveled with Elvis in the 70s.
Yeah.
He would have a briefcase full of jewelry. And Elvis was known to hand jewelry out to the audience.
Some of those lucky people.
Exactly. He's also the one that designed the TCB necklace.
Oh, yeah.
He had a very special way of doing that. In fact, let's talk about that for a minute, because when we just went to Memphis this last couple weekends ago for Dan's big 6-0 birthday.
Oh, it was my 29th stop line. It's gospel music. You can't lie to it. Gospel
music. Dan turned 30. And one thing Dan had always wanted was a TCB necklace.
Yeah.
And so I did get him one for his birthday. I got it at Graceland. It's designed by Lowell Hayes. Hmm. And the thing about the design is it has no clasps.
Right.
Dan, go ahead.
It's very tight, putting it on my big noggin.
it's welded in on the sides. It holds the TCB, and then around the back, it has absolutely no clasp. Right. It's one big long chain.
It's a two-man job to put it on and take it off.
Exactly. But it's so beautiful. Yes. It looks so great on you.
We'll take a picture today of it, and we'll put it on our Facebook page.
Right. So one of the things that Mr. Hayes has talked about over the years is Elvis actually calling him out to the stage or to the side of the stage and just saying, hey, open up your case there. And he just would find a piece of jewelry and hand it out to somebody in the front row. I don't know where all that jewelry is. Can you imagine? Because you always see like Priscilla and some of the women and even some of the guys in the past. You always see that they have put their stuff on auctions, but yet I've never seen like a fan say, hey, I got this at said concert, and therefore that is in an auction.
Right. Who would want to give it away? That's something so special.
I don't know, but I have yet to see that. Now, I might be wrong. Maybe there is some sort of a, you know, what do you say, a record of that, and I'm unaware of it. But, so he still does designs for Graceland. So,
nice.
Yeah.
He's still keeping the pockets
full. I don't know how old he is, but, he's still very famous designer. And, of course, all fans know who he is pretty much. If you don't Google him, I think he's got a website, too.
Very good. Maybe you'll pronounce his name right. All right. Speaking of names, Sherman Andrus, whichever way you say it. He was one of the first black contemporary gospel artists in that world of contemporary music. He talked about that.
Right.
And he was a member of the Imperials.
Oh. Okay.
And he got to know Elvis pretty well, so he's going to take us through this next set.
Nice.
I think growing up down south, the races were mixed a lot as far as children, and I think that we all we had the blues and gospel spawned some of that. And I believe just his growing up there and being a part of so many cultures and hearing it constantly in Memphis and all those other areas, I just think that it made him the way he is.
Every time I see the sunrise, mountain stands so high, just my seeing his believing, I don't need to question why. When I see mighty ocean as it rushes to the shore, if I ever had cause to doubt him, I don't doubt him anymore. Oh, seeing will believe, and I see him everywhere, in the mountain, in the valley, as I know my God is there. Every time I look above, see the stars that fill the sky, how could there be any question? Only God can reach that high.
look above me, see the stars, feel the sky. How could there be any question? Only God can reach that high. Only God can reach that high. Only God can reach that high.
The thing that amazed me about Elvis was his knowledge of black gospel. I think his knowledge was even more extensive than mine, and I prided myself on knowing all of the stuff. And man, we'd be hanging out, and he'd be talking about singers that I didn't even know about. So,
well, you rock my soul
down in the bosom. Rock down in the bosom. You rock my soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Oh,
you rock my soul.
Oh, you rock my soul.
Rock, rock down in the bosom.
You rock my soul.
Rock, oh, yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Oh, rock my soul. You rock my soul.
Well, a rich man lives.
Blessed Mother, we pray to Thee. Thanks for the miracle of Your rosary. Only You can hold back Your holy Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Blessed art thou among the women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, dear Mother of God, please pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death.
Oh.
And the thanks once again for the miracle of Your rosary.
Well, there you go, baby. That's our gospel show. Ooh. For today. And incidentally, that last song you just heard, that actually wasn't from the He Touched Me.
Right, yeah.
That was from the Elvis Now album. I did that because we ran out of He Touched Me songs.
Did you?
And we had to fill in the final hour, yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful song, yeah, though, yeah.
I thought that would work. So any closing words for our friends today before we officially do it?
Yeah, you know, guys, I just want to let everybody know, if you haven't been to our Facebook page or our YouTube page, you really have to come over and check it out. They're both growing like crazy. And we are now starting to be able to play some of Elvis's music, so some of our shorts and videos are really cool. Come check them out.
You don't want to miss it. All right, TL, say it with me. We love you guys. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Here's Myrna from the Sweet Inspirations.
Elvis was very spiritual. He believed that he had a certain connection with God, not so much more than anybody else did, but in his search, he was trying to get close to God. So he felt that by helping others, maybe that was his mission.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife. Well, you do what you must do. But he showed me another what it takes to get me through. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself, you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Abby, 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 Ab